It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Stacy Price. She is with the Castle Valley Animal Rescue. And Stacy's been in the area for about a year, and she saw a need. And that's one of the great things is people that see needs and decide, you know what, I'm going to do something about this. So she's created Castle Valley Animal Rescue. And you know what? They do a great job. They kind of work. They are not affiliated with the Carbon County and the Emery County Animal Shelter, but they work sort of hand in hand. They foster pets. They find places for pets to go when they are needed to go, and they're having a couple events coming up at the end of May and then another one in July. So we're going to talk all about those. Stacy, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate you taking out the time.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
No worries. Let's talk about Castle Valley Animal Rescue. Now, as I said, you've been here in Carbon County for just a little over a year, you said.
Yes.
All right. So what brought you here?
My husband is from Castledale. And we were living in Duchesne County, and we just needed a little bit of a change of pace.
So it was time to come home for him.
Yep.
And drag everybody with him.
Of course.
All right. No worries. So what got this in your mindset and got you going? And I assume, you know, that you saw a need.
Yes, I did. I came down from Duchesne County, and I was affiliated with a rescue in Duchesne County for the past 6 or 7 years, and I fostered for them for many years. And when I moved down here, I was looking into ways that I could help foster down here. And there was not a dog rescue down here. And there is Carbon Cat Rescue, but I don't know very much about cats. So I decided that I could start my own and be able to help the shelters lower their intake numbers and outcomes and create new opportunities for the pets in the shelter.
And so you kind of started this whole thing, and you know what, it's great. But the great thing about it is you always need, and I guess it's a great thing because you're trying to space it out and so certain people don't get overwhelmed. You always need help with fosters, right?
For sure.
So what kind of, you know, is there a screening process? If people are interested in being a foster and fostering animals, what kind of things do they need to do? What do they need to know before they get involved in it?
We have an online application that they can fill out. And then once we review that, we set up an in-home meeting. Once they have been approved to be a foster, then we can pull animals that they're interested in fostering. So what we do with all of our fosters is we'll send out texts of animals in need. And then if they're interested in fostering one, they reply back and we can set up an in-home meeting with that pet and see how it goes. Most of the criteria for fostering is we prefer a fenced yard because it makes it easier for containment. And all of your pets need to be vaccinated. So vaccinations are really important. Spays and neuters are really important. We don't want any unwanted litters. and
That just kind of, you know, compounds the problem, doesn't it?
For sure it does, yes. So
I guess the question is, because to me, you know what, fostering a pet has got to be pretty rewarding, especially when that pet finally gets a home.
It is. It's hard to let him go sometimes. You do get attached. The first few years I fostered, it was more emotional and difficult for me. But it does get easier because you know that you can't keep them all.
Even though you want to and try.
Of course, yeah. Sometimes you want to. I always think of it this way. If you're only able to foster 2 pets in your entire lifetime, you may feel like that's a small blip on the radar for being a community helper. But for that animal, you've meant the world.
So in conjunction with that, you guys are going to be up at Helper Vibes on May 28th, and you're going to just, and it's just going to be, is it going to be you and Carbon Cat Rescue?
Carbon Cat Rescue is attending. I asked them a few days ago, and they are planning on being there. Helper Vibes is having an everything animal event that day, and it starts at 4 p.m. and goes to 10:30 p.m., and we'll be there with, we have 5 adoptable dogs right now in rescue. And Carbon Cat Rescue will be there as well.
So, and this is a great thing because, and you were saying too, you've got another event coming up in July, and that's a big event.
I'm hoping it'll be big.
Yeah, it's going to be out at the the Carbon County Event Center. You said you guys will be there. Carbon Cat Rescue will be there. The Emory County Animal Shelter will be there. And you're just waiting for some clearances from Carbon County Animal Shelter. And you're going to have a big adoption event then as well out at the event center. Now, these adoption events, I would think, and we kind of spoke to it a little bit before we came on the air, the fact is that it just increases the chances that more animals are going to get adopted because you have so many to choose from.
Yeah.
And you've got a lot of people that could come to the event. So how many of these do you try and do a year?
We've just started teaming up with them because Castle Valley Animal Rescue just started in August. We didn't have IRS clearance to pull until the 1st of January, so we're pretty new. We have had one big event at Tractor Supply. It was a couple weeks ago, and we had a pretty good turnout. So this time we're having an adoption event with a fundraising event, and we'll be having bouncy houses for the kids and a movie in the park after dark.
And that'll be in July.
July 23rd.
All right. And we'll get you in closer to that date, and we'll talk more about that then. The one that we wanted to talk about right now is Saturday, the 28th of May, as part of Saturday Vibes. Get out and find you an animal, find you a dog, find you a cat. Carbon Cat Rescue is going to be there. And if anyone is interested in knowing more about your organization or maybe wanting to become a foster, what's the best way to get the information?
They can visit our Facebook page. We have links to our online messages that will send them a foster application or an adoption application if there's a pet they're interested in. And our Facebook page is Castle Valley Animal Rescue.
All right. Stacy Price, thank you so much for starting this up. It's something that, you know, it helps. Every little bit helps, and it takes animals out of the animal shelter and gets them into loving homes. And that is the end game for you guys. I love this. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, CastleCountryRadio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.